Hey, this is Above the Laughs. I'm Matt Sharamonte. Today I sit down with the legendary Dom Herrera. It's a short podcast, but we cover a lot. It was an honor to chat with him about comedy for a bit, so I'll just keep this short and dive right into my conversation with Dom Herrera. Enjoy. Great.
Beautiful.
Dom, it's great to meet. Can I call you Dom? Is that all right?
Mr. Herrera.
Mr.
Professor Herrera.
Sir,
call me Dom.
It's an honor to meet you.
You can call me Ray. You can call me G.
You do the video podcast for Laugh Factory.
Dom Herrera, live from the Laugh Factory.
I'm a fan. I watch it.
Thank you.
This is the less produced version in Chicago, but it's great to have you on. What have you liked about doing the podcast? Or it's a live video. You've had a
I
lot
like
of great
the
people.
Idea that we can say whatever we want.
Right.
There's no network restrictions, and I think the most demeaning thing for a comedian is to have some jerk who never done stand up telling you what to say and what you can't say, what's funny, what's not funny, and also the language restrictions.
Right.
You know?
That's nice. Yeah. Not there's none here either. So
I didn't think so. That doesn't mean I have to be dirty.
No, yeah.
But I know that I can be
right.
If I want.
Yeah, we don't have like a quota or anything. But you talk to a lot of like different comics. Like you talk to like older comics and younger comics. Is it just your friends who you want to talk to, or is there like I don't know? I guess form a question. I guess who are your favorite people to talk to?
My favorite people that
you've talked to on there, like what are some of your favorite?
Oh, you mean on my show?
On your show, sorry, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant as my friends.
Oh, well, you can tell me that too. Who's your favorite friend?
Well, I like Tosh because he knows basketball and football.
Sure.
And we're both Miami fans.
Right.
So he's one of my best friends because of going back and sports. As far as the show goes, you just never know who's going to be interesting and who's going to be a dud.
Right.
Usually the guys with more improv chops and more, the stick less to their act.
Right.
You know, I've mostly everybody's pretty good, but I've been disappointed by some brilliant acts who, I'm not going to name them.
Sure, yeah, you know.
But some of the guys that like Bill Dawes has been really funny. And
right.
Russell Peters, he's so goofy.
Right.
That he's just lovable and he's hilarious. He was the only one that came in with a posse to a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And who else is good? I mean, a lot of the guys are good. Bill Burr's really funny, but he's such a great act.
Yeah.
You know?
I just.
David Tell.
I was going to say, I just watched the David Tell one today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How was it?
I really liked it. It was really good.
I said to Dave at the end of the night, this is so Dave. I said, Dave, you don't even realize what a strong act you are. He goes, first of all, I hate my act. But more than that, I hate myself.
Oh, geez.
I said, you know what? That's why you're funny,
right? He was very. He was in the podcast. He was very down on himself. You were trying to give him compliments, and he was just.
I know, and I'm not one just to stroke somebody blindly. I believe that he's great.
Yeah, I guess. And so, kind of. I don't know. This probably isn't even like the right term, but like you've been in comedy a long time. I was going to say comedy elder, but that feels like an offensive term or something.
I don't care.
Yeah, I'd say I'll stroke your ego, I guess. Comedy elder, do you get a lot of young comics like coming up to you a lot, asking for advice and tips and pointers and stuff?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't really know that much.
Sure.
I mean, I just try and improve. I don't have any big. I mean, the thing is, it's a meritocracy in the sense that if you can draw people, you can make more money.
Right.
That's, you know. As far as like being hip and alternative and not alternative, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like somebody said to me, this girl was working at the Comedy Store in the cover booth. She says, I'm an alternative comedian. I don't do jokes. I said, oh, I guess I'm alternative too then, because I have no idea how to write a joke.
Right.
Which I really don't.
Yeah,
I don't know the formula to a joke. Like Rita Rudner knows the formula to a joke.
Right.
Roddy Dangerfield had the joke down.
A plus B punchline.
Yeah. I don't know that.
How do you work a lot most of your material out? On stage?
On stage, yeah.
Yeah.
Once in a while I think of something or somebody will say something that I can put on stage right away.
Right.
You know, but it's really hard. I mean, if it wasn't hard, all of us can talk and and laugh and have a fairly good sense of humor.
Right.
Like just now that I was on stage and something came out that was really funny because I just hesitated. I was talking about my girlfriend.
Right.
Did you see it?
I did, yeah.
I said, you know, she's really smart. She's a great chef and she can read. And I stopped to read and they were like laughing at the fact that she could read. Right. What I was going to say was she could read in English, you know, technical stuff.
Right.
If that's how smart she is, because English is a second language.
Yeah.
But just pausing at read.
Got a huge response.
Got a huge laugh.
That was, yeah, that's great. And you're very relaxed on stage.
Yeah,
I think you command a room, but you have a kind of relaxed persona. Would you say?
Like, yeah.
Has that kind of always been your style? Has that changed over the years?
Yeah, I just I realized that you didn't have to put that much effort into it to kill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say kill because I sound like a jerk.
No, but I'll say I just watched your show. You just killed here.
But you know, I mean to do well. Killing is a different thing.
Okay.
It's like that's when they carry you around the room,
right?
You know, like in the Egyptian movies,
right.
The biblical movies.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't feel like you have to dance around too much.
Right.
I mean, some guys like Chris Rock, he walks back and forth the whole time.
And
that's his style.
Yeah, and that's part of his formula for jokes, too.
Yeah.
Like, you have a similar joke about how you talk about the Def Jam comics and how their style almost takes the place of...
Yeah, the cadence takes...
The cadence, right,
But they're funny, and they have their own thing, and their cadence is the best, you know. But I was at the bus stop, bus didn't come. Why are they going to go to the bus stop when the bus ain't even stopping?
I love it. So you said you were higher energy at one point, and then you just... It was just kind of...
I just been up and down.
Yeah.
It's all according to how I feel, you know, how I feel the crowd feels, you know.
Sure.
This room here is like a theater.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know, for some reason I don't feel like the energy is different, so I get different.
Mm-hmm.
If I thought that I needed to move around more, but they pay attention like theater.
Yeah.
They laugh and then they stop.
Yeah.
They're not like wild, they're not like, you know, they have kind of respect for the Bohemian arches.
Mm-hmm.
And, so it's a different kind of feel.
Definitely. What kind of clubs do you prefer? Or do you prefer smaller clubs, or are you like theater? Or
love like the Laugh Factory in L.A.
Yeah,
that's one of the best clubs in the world.
Mm-hmm.
300 people or whatever, and
yeah,
I mean, this is a nice club. I mean, but it's a theater,
right?
You know.
Have you been touring a lot, like recently?
I've been on tour. I haven't had a break for a while. I was in Australia in September. When I came back, I just been on a run.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had like a week or two in December.
Okay.
If I ain't good by now, it ain't gonna happen.
Well, sure.
It ain't gonna all of a sudden click in at this age.
Mm-hmm. Do you do you do anything to keep it fresh then when how do you sustain an act, you know, for it?
Yeah, well, I try and evolve. It's hard sometimes because people want old stuff, but they don't realize if they got old stuff all the time, they get sick of you, they never come back. Because they go, oh, I like that new thing, but how come you didn't do this? How come you didn't do this? I only have so much time, you know.
Right.
But you never please them completely.
Right, yeah.
But I'd rather have them laughing than going, what are you, the Beach Boys?
Right, yeah.
Let it go. Would you lose your pen? What happened to your pen? You don't write anymore?
Yeah. What about you when you're doing international shows? Is it a different style that you have to do? Do you change your act at all?
Or? I don't change anything.
Sure.
I have to change more for the American South.
Oh, really?
In a lot of the places, yeah. The American South is more like a foreign country to me. I have nothing against it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it, but I mean, it's different. They'd rather have a guy with a guitar going, hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Right.
I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Yeehaw! I tell you, white people are done. Black people, yellow people, yellow people. Woo.
It's that same cadence that they're used to as an audience
that they
identify with or whatever. That's crazy. You're in between two shows right now.
Yeah.
You're about to go on again. It's your last show in Chicago.
I should go put my headpiece on, actually.
Yeah, I know. You guys should see it right now.
They never saw me without my toupee.
I'm honored that you're doing this for me.
It really stinks tonight, my toupee. I don't know where I put it last night.
who's are there any young comics that you're working with that you
really like, or that you're that show a lot of promise? I know you have a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good guys now. I mean, so according to what you mean by young, I mean, Dub Davidoff's younger than me.
Sure.
I think he's terrific. Brian Callen, Chris D'Elia is one of the best I've ever seen.
Sure. Okay. And what about, it's a dumb, like,
but
interview question, but like who are your inspirations, you know, kind of coming up, who shaped you, you know, as
well,
a comic?
Jesus, I
sure.
think, as a public
he's,
speaker, very
yeah.
funny, you know.
Hilarious. I liked his later stuff, yeah.
I like I said, the guys I named already.
Yeah.
Bill Burr and
still,
Tosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Chris D'Elia.
Mm-hmm.
Chris is different, but he's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. I like it. And his energy, yeah, on stage
he's
works so well.
He's
yeah.
so silly.
Right.
He's so loose and goofy
mm-hmm.
and such a good actor. And,
right.
You know.
Okay.
Let me tell you about the people I fucking hate.
Okay, here, let's get the list. Let's get the list out there. No, I know we don't have too much time, so I want to make sure you can get out there. And plus, I feel bad. I took you away from the final four game. Let's see what happened. And also, I think legally you have to now have me on your Laugh Factory podcast. I'm not sure if that's a real Laugh Factory rule, but I think
really
it's in the brochure somewhere.
All right.
But I appreciate you sitting down
okay.
and talking with
nice
me.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah, nice meeting you.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you. You too. Have a great show, man.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you for listening to Above the Laughs. I hope you enjoyed that episode. I did. Don't forget that you can listen to all the episodes over on iTunes by looking up Above the Laughs. They're also hosted at Podomatic.com if you want to look there. And I write blog pieces to go along with every one of these podcasts. And if you want to read some of those, a bunch of them are posted up at ComedyOfChicago.com. So go to ComedyOfChicago.com. Go to iTunes, go to Podomatic, go to LaughFactory.com, and look to see when these comedians are coming here so you can see them. And maybe I'll be there, trying to force comedians to do my podcast. Either way, thank you for listening, and have a nice day. That's my catchphrase.